Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today we are going to be talking about a classic story. It's all about the Hunchback of Notre Dame, or in English we'll just say Notre Dame, which is the name of a very famous cathedral in France. And it's the setting for this story of, well, a kind of unusual character. He has a very different appearance, and some people, they regard him as a freak. They think he's not normal because of the way he looks, and they treat him terribly. And therein we find sort of the moral of the story, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We're going to be going through this classic tale over the next few days with you guys, and it's something that I think everybody should get the chance to read when they study English. For us, growing up in the West, it is something that we have to read when we grow up, and it's not a story that anybody should miss. So stay with us for the next few programs as we go through this tale for you. Let's start off by reading through day one, and then Anna and I will be back. Reading.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Quasimodo is a deaf orphan with a hunchback and an ugly face. He has a large growth covering one of his eyes, very uneven teeth, and a bent nose. Despite his frightening appearance, he is pure of heart. He is adopted by a priest named Frollo, who lives in the Notre Dame Cathedral. One year, the people of Paris hold a festival of fools, and at that time, Quasimodo is out of the cathedral and on the street. The people find him and teasingly crown him the Pope of Fools for his ugly appearance. Frollo learns this and goes to fetch Quasimodo, but while out, he notices a beautiful and talented gypsy named Esmeralda dancing. He is so interested in her that he orders Quasimodo to kidnap her. As Quasimodo grabs Esmeralda, the king's archers, led by Phoebus, suddenly arrive and save her. Quasimodo is caught and arrested. Seeing Phoebus as her hero, Esmeralda begins to have feelings for him. The next day, Quasimodo is tortured publicly. He cries for some water, and nobody helps him, except for Esmeralda. Witnessing her kindness, Quasimodo starts to fall for her.
All right, the first sentence of today's article introduces our main character. Quasimodo is a deaf orphan with a hunchback and an ugly face. Well, this is quite blunt, I guess, pretty honest. His name is Quasimodo, and he is a deaf orphan. Deaf means that, well, he cannot hear. And an orphan is a child who has lost their parents. Their mother and father are either not around, or perhaps they have died, and somebody else has to take care of the child. He also has a hunchback. Hunchback just means that he has sort of a hump or a large bump on his back. And it also says he has an ugly face, so I guess he's not a model, he's not beautiful, according to this. So this is our main character, Quasimodo.
Quasimodo, 所以其实你一看到对他的描述，大概就知道今天、明天跟后天的故事呢，是一个非常经典、非常有名的名著，也就是钟楼怪人。没错，这个钟楼怪人呢，他的名字就叫做 Quasimodo。那么呢，他 deaf 耳聋，而且他是一个 orphan， 他是一个孤儿。重点是他是怎么样的长相呢？他驼背 with a hunchback， 而且脸呢又很丑。
Now, he also has a large growth covering one of his eyes. A growth is just something that sort of comes out of your skin. It can be a large bump or something that has, well, kind of a weird or ugly shape to it that, say, comes out of your face, or it can come out of any part of your body. But in his case, it is covering one of his eyes, so he can't really see out of one eye. He also has very uneven teeth. Uneven teeth just means he has teeth sticking out in all directions. They're not straight, like very beautiful teeth would be. And he has a bent nose. His nose isn't straight. So as we can see, Quasimodo has a lot of physical problems.
而且重点是啊，其实你看第二句它是承接着第一句讲的。他的脸居然很丑 ,ugly。Well, how ugly? 到底有多丑呢？具体的来说，他的脸上其实有一个 large growth。所谓的 growth 是什么？字面上就是成长、长大的意思。可是在医学当中，这里的 growth 就是那种不正常的一种增生，也就是瘤的意思。长一颗瘤出来耶，这颗瘤到底长在哪里呢？从 covering 到 eyes 这个地方，其实是关系子句的简化。所谓的 cover 这个动词就是覆盖的意思，可是在这里用动词 ing 是因为它原本的关系子句是 which covers， 所以这个长出来的瘤啊，有长在其中一只眼睛那边，然后有一只眼睛呢变得细细小小的，然后那个挤挤的这样子。那牙齿呢非常的 uneven， 非常的不平整，而且呢鼻子还歪歪的。
Now despite his frightening appearance,He is pure of heart. So we've talked about what he looks like on the outside. He has a frightening appearance. Your appearance is just the way that you look on the outside. So on the outside, he's quite ugly, but he is pure of heart. That just means that he is innocent. He's not mean at all. He doesn't want to hurt people. He just feels love for people. He wants to help people and things of that nature. He's a very kind person on the inside.
所以其实啊，虽然他是看起来真的很丑，而且其实蛮恐怖的，对不对？你光想就知道了。所以这种很恐怖的 frightening 的外表 appearance， 虽然是那样，但是他的心啊却非常的 pure， 非常的纯洁善良。不过最后还是要提醒大家，在英文当中的 despite， 尽管虽然它是个介系词哦，后面只能够加名词或者是动词 ing。
He is adopted by a priest named Frollo, who lives in the Notre Dame Cathedral. So he is adopted. That's what we hope happens to children who are orphans, who have no parents. They get adopted by somebody, or perhaps a husband and wife. That just means they take the child into their family and care for the child, just as if they were their own son or daughter.Now, the priest's name is Frollo, not Frodo from Lord of the Rings. This is a different character. And he lives in the Notre Dame Cathedral.
好，那所以呢，这个孤儿到底是住在 orphanage 吗？是住在孤儿院吗？还是怎么样呢？不是哦，他其实啊，是被一个牧师，这个牧师的名字叫做 Frollo, 他被他 adopted。所谓的 adopt 有接受啊或采纳的意思。但是如果是某一个孤儿被谁 adopted, 那么他就有领养的意思。好，在这句话当中我们看到一个简化的关系子句 name 的前面其实省略了 who is, 而最后面的 who 到句尾呢其实是另外一个关系子句，修饰什么呢？修饰 Frollo。 那他们到底住在哪里呢？他们就住在巴黎圣母院大教堂。
One year, the people of Paris hold a festival of fools,And at that time, Quasimodo is out of the cathedral and on the street. So we're in Paris. That's the setting for the story. And there is a festival of fools, a festival of funny people, people who tell jokes or just kind of look funny or things like that, things that make people laugh. And at that time, Quasimodo is out of the cathedral. He doesn't go outside too often because of his appearance, butDuring this time, when everyone looks funny or is acting funny, he goes out onto the street. The people find him and teasingly crown him the Pope of Fools for his ugly appearance. To crown someone something just means that, well, you give them an award of some kind, or perhaps in this case it is meant literally. A crown is something that is worn by a king or a queen.It shows that they are the leader of the royal family. In this case, they're calling him the Pope of Fools. The Pope is really the head, the leader of the Catholic Church, but this isn't the case here. He's the Pope of Fools. He's the King of the Fools. He's the most foolish person at the Festival of Fools. And they're doing this in kind of a mean-spirited way because, well, they're saying, oh, this guy is so ugly. He's so weird-looking. Let's make him the King of Fools for today.
That's mean.
Yeah, it's really a mean thing for them to do. These people, they're not like Quasimodo. They're not pure of heart.
真的是，其实光听就觉得真的太过分了，因为只是因为 for his ugly appearance, 只是因为他长得很丑啊，反正那一天是 Festival of Fools 嘛，那我们就来封他为the Pope of Fools 吧，真是太过分了。Anyways, 这个动词的 crown 本来有名词，也就是皇冠的意思，如果当动词的话，则是封某人为什么什么。所以当动词的时候就变成是让某人有什么样的头衔之意，而其中的后面的 the Pope of Fools, 其实 Pope 本来是教皇的意思，但是在这里呢则指的是 the King of Fools。 那当然为什么会这样呢？平常他们这个 Quasimodo 都是住在这个圣母院的大教堂里面，那么这一天啊 at the Festival of Fools, 他刚刚好出了教堂，并且在街上 on the street
So Quasimodo is made the Pope of Fools because they believe, well, he's ugly, so he should be the King of Fools for that day. Frollo learns this and goes to fetch Quasimodo. To fetch just means to go and get him, to bring him back to Notre Dame Cathedral. But while out, he notices a beautiful and talented gypsy named Esmeralda dancing. Gypsies are like an ethnic group, and they're mostly found all around Europe.And back then, during the time of the writing of this story, gypsies were known as travelers. They were known as performers as well, like dancing, singing, things of that nature. And they would travel all around to different countries, performing different sorts of arts for people. So Frollo, he notices Esmeralda, the love interest of the story.
所以呢，他的这个领养者啊，也就是这个牧师呢 Frollo, 当然就知道这件事情，就赶快去找 Quasimodo。 那么我们现在看到的知道用的是 learn 这个动词， learn 其实也有 know 的意思，那后面的 fetch 就是 go get someone, go get something。 但是在那个时候啊，他居然刚好看到一个很漂亮又很有才能的吉普赛人。所谓的 gypsy 刚才就特别提到，通常都是 traveler, 通常他们都到处的游牧，并且呢是很厉害的，很这个具有才能的 performers, 很有才能的表演者哦。
Frollo is so interested in her that he orders Quasimodo to kidnap her. So, well, he finds her beautiful, but, you know, instead of just walking up to her and talking to her and saying, hi, my name is Frollo, I live in Notre Dame Cathedral, let's go grab dinner sometime, he just says, hey, Quasimodo, go kidnap her. To kidnap someone...just means, well, to take them illegally. So you go and grab them and you just make them come with you and you force them to stay there with you. It doesn't always mean to take a kid or a child. It can mean to take a grown-up as well in this case. So Frollo wants Quasimodo to go and get Esmeralda and just take her to him.
所以这个剧情的发展就开始戏剧化了，因为 Frollo 他是一个 priest, 可是他因为太喜欢这个 gypsy woman 了，他居然命令 Quasimodo 来 kidnap, 绑架他。
As Quasimodo grabs Esmeralda, the king's archers, led by Phoebus, suddenly arrive and save her. Quasimodo is caught and arrested, soQuasimodo goes to grab Esmeralda, but he's stopped by the king's archers. Archers are people who shoot arrows with a bow. We don't see a lot of archers around these days, but back then these were the people who would say protect the king or the royal family.
所以其实在这里的 archer 其实就是弓箭手的意思。当然弓箭手是某一个这个队长来引领的。那么这个队长 what's the name again?
Phoebus, I believe the name is.
Phoebus 呢这时候刚刚好呢就来拯救这个 gypsy woman.
Seeing Phoebus as her hero, Esmeralda begins to have feelings for him. So, well, he comes in, he saves the day, so of course Esmeralda begins to have feelings for him. To have feelings for someone, well, it just means that you begin to feel love for that person.
就是开始有点喜欢他了，因为你知道英雄救美嘛，所以这个英雄呢就会被美人所喜欢啦。不过在这句话当中的 seeing 开头这句话其实是分词构句哦，它的原来的句子应该是 because Esmeralda sees Phoebus as her hero. 所以连接词的 because 省略 Esmeralda 跟后面主词一样 cease 变成动词 ing 分词构句。
The next day, Quasimodo is tortured publicly. To torture someone just means to make them feel great pain over a long period of time. So they might do things, you know, like punch him, kick him, cut him, do terrible, terrible things to him. And they do it publicly, meaning they do it where everyone from the town or the city can come and watch.
嗯，所以当然隔天啦 Quasimodo 就被torture, 被折磨而且是公开的 publicly.
He cries for some water and nobody helps him except for Esmeralda. This just means that Esmeralda is the only one who actually helps Quasimodo.
嗯，所以 except 是把东西排除在外的意思，根据这句话的意思，没有人要帮助 Quasimodo, 排除 Esmeralda 之外，言下之意就是这个 gypsy woman, 她愿意帮助 Quasimodo。
Witnessing her kindness, Quasimodo starts to fall for her. Fall for just means you fall in love with somebody, and it happens quite quickly. And fall for someone is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase. Shortcut for you.
Are you enjoying the movie?
Yes, very much so. How about you?
Of course, Tom Cruise is so handsome.
It seems like you're falling for him.
I'm not falling down, I'm sitting.
Fall for someone means to fall in love with someone.
Oh, fall for is 爱上迷恋。That's a big yes. I'm falling for Tom Cruise.
Do you often fall for strong actors?
Yes, I'd never fall for a skinny guy like you.
I'm sure someone out there will fall for me.
For You Chat. Today's For You Chat question, Anna, is do you judge someone by their appearance? Why or why not?
Well, I think I should not judge someone by their appearance, but sometimes I do.
I think everyone does it sometimes. I think it's instinct, but we can also learn to control that. Mm-hmm. There's an old saying in English, don't judge a book by its cover. It just means, well, don't judge someone or something by what you can see on the outside. It's what's on the inside that counts.
But I cannot read every book in my life. You know?
Of course, we can't read every book, but the books we can see, we can limit it to that. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys can discuss this question amongst yourselves as well. As for us, we are out of time for today, but do tune in to our next program, also all about the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Quasimodo is a deaf orphan with a hunchback and an ugly face. He has a large growth covering one of his eyes, very uneven teeth, and a bent nose. Despite his frightening appearance, he is pure of heart. He is adopted by a priest named Frollo, who lives in the Notre Dame Cathedral. One year, the people of Paris hold a festival of fools,And at that time, Quasimodo is out of the cathedral and on the street. The people find him and teasingly crown him the Pope of Fools for his ugly appearance. Frollo learns this and goes to fetch Quasimodo, but while out, he notices a beautiful and talented gypsy named Esmeralda dancing. He is so interested in her that he orders Quasimodo to kidnap her. As Quasimodo grabs Esmeralda,The king's archers, led by Phoebus, suddenly arrive and save her. Quasimodo is caught and arrested. Seeing Phoebus as her hero, Esmeralda begins to have feelings for him. The next day, Quasimodo is tortured publicly. He cries for some water, and nobody helps him, except for Esmeralda. Witnessing her kindness, Quasimodo starts to fall for her.
Vocabulary Review.
Orphan. The orphan lived in a home with other children who had no families. Uneven. The uneven road is dangerous, so you have to drive slowly. Appearance. You can change your appearance by getting a haircut and wearing makeup. Crown. When the old king died, the young prince was crowned the new king. Archer. The archer was so good that he could shoot an arrow into any bird he saw. Publicly. The president gave a speech publicly to his country.